I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're talking today about the immune system, the warriors of our body. And I love how you always have analogies of war and battle for our different, you know, organ systems and immune systems. And
sure. The immune system really is the, I mean, you know, just anyone who studies it would agree it's the warriors.
The warriors.
That is, we've got a constant type of a barrage on our body. Mm-hmm. From outside forces and things that would like to decompose us. And without our immune system, we're completely helpless. Mm-hmm. And our body would break down very quickly. So keeping the immune system up, keeping it working correctly, is absolutely critical for our health, well-being, and how we feel.
And I know we're gonna discuss the immune system and then discuss treatments and the structure function model that we do at the Prather Practice. And one thing we hear from our listeners is how educational our shows are. They're just jam-packed with education, and that's our whole intent, is to educate, because physician means educate,
teacher, right?
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the doctor is basically a teacher. Mm-hmm. And you had a doctor of medicine, and basically they're supposed to teach people on what it takes to get healthy. Mm-hmm. So you can be a doctor in all sorts of ways, in all sorts of areas, have a doctorate. That it's not just, when you speak about a doctor, that it's just someone who's a physician, but it's actually someone who teaches anyone in some different type of area, have reached a mastery along those levels.
And that's our goal, and that's our whole purpose in doing the Voice of Health. So.
Correct.
Well, let's talk then about the immune system. What is the immune system?
The immune system is the portion of our body that goes around and kills viruses, bacteria, fungals, things that shouldn't be there. It also is involved in getting rid of parts of our body that shouldn't be working there. So cancer would be a major thing. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we constantly have cells in our body that go rogue, and the body needs to identify that and get rid of them, because then they are dangerous to ourselves. So they get rid of outside invaders and rogue parts of our body that shouldn't be working. It also cleans up areas of injury so that we can lay down new cells. Very valuable type of a part of our body, and a lot of uses, and really quite complicated.
So I'm just still stuck on rogue. I heard that in, was it Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and in this instance, rogue is not a good thing.
It's not a good
thing. So rogue cells, you know, the concept of cancer cells that are taking off in our system. You know, people sit there and say, well, I have cancer. Well, everyone actually has cancer. Hmm. It's whether the body is able to control the cancer or not. Because we have cells that, if we're measuring those, are quite active. And our immune system is responsible on getting those under control. When the immune system starts to fail, that's when we develop cancer.
Interesting. So what parts of the body are part of the immune system?
The biggest area is the lymphatic system. The lymph system transports waste in our body, but it's a important part of transferring the immune system, the white blood cells all across the system. They also go into the circulatory system, but we also have red blood cells there. Red blood cells don't get in the lymph system, but the white blood cells do. You also have lymph nodes, where that's the portion of the body that will sit there and kind of say, that's an interesting cell. That's not a good cell. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out how to get rid of those cells and how much is going on. So you got lymph nodes that you can feel little bumps along the lines, and that is important part. You have the spleen, which is one of the largest lymphatic portions of our body.
I've never thought of the spleen that way. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the lymphatic drainage occurs. Mm-hmm. It also filters the blood, so it has a dual purpose. Then we also have the thymus, which is where we get the T cells from, which is a very important part of our immune system and gets the specific portions of the immune system working right, and our bone marrow. The bone marrow also is a big part of our immune system, and when we're children, the thymus is the major controller of our immune system. Then when we become adults, the bone marrow takes over, and the thymus actually shrinks.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Really, so, interesting. You know, when you're talking about children, they have a completely different style of immune system because they're growing. Mm-hmm. If they had an adult immune system, the body would be going, what the heck is going on? There's all these cells proliferating. We need to get that under control. Mm-hmm. So there is a modification.
Say, what the heck?
That, yeah, they do. I've heard them. I've heard them say that.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm going to believe you.
Okay. So there's two completely different immune systems that are occurring, child's and an adult's, and they have to be treated differently.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So now, we just did a whole show on the lymphatic system.
We did.
So our listeners can go to that on our Voice of Health radio. And we have all the shows there by topic.
Well, we've been doing the radio program for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those listeners who aren't aware of that. So we've got quite a cake of shows out there.
Right.
And then the... interestingly enough, someone who is a very avid listener to our podcast says, you know, you talk here in the office all the time about the lymph system and the immune system, but I really haven't heard a radio program about that. So we'd done all that time without ever covering the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh, okay.
We have not repeated
a radio program yet. Mm-hmm. So it's a, there's an awful lot to talk about with the body.
Yes, a lot. Well, what are the two main components of the immune system?
You have the T cells, which is the specific portion of the immune system. The immune system is much more complicated than this, but I'm going to take it down to a much more simpler
form.
Thank
you.
So thinking about the immune system, you have very specific portion of the immune system, which will go out there and go up to a foreign invader, look at it, tag it, and send it back and identify what it is. And then the immune system comes in and says, okay, I've got this tagged. I know exactly what's going on. I'm going to go in there and go after these guys. Then you have the B cell immunity, which is more of a B-52 bombers.
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay, something's going on. Let's just kind of destroy this area.
I like to be a B cell. B cell or T cell? You'd be a T cell. I'd be a B cell.
So T cells are more like rangers and snipers who go in there and get rid of specific targets.
Mm-hmm.
And then the B cells, that's one of the things when I teach is I sit there and say B-52 bombers because it keeps them in mind on that and just kind of carpet bombs the whole area. So the first response when you have an infection, something going on, is the B cells. And then the T cells should then take over and specifically get what is what needs to be taken care of so it's not causing damage to some of the rest of the body.
I think you should... I've said this before, write a book using
a war type of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Especially, I think that would help in the science curriculum.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed science a lot more.
Well, yeah, and that was the professor's analogy when we were studying the immune system in chiropractic school.
Oh, really?
So he was the one who, and B-52 bombers were a little bit more, now we have stealth bombers and stuff. So I might be dating myself a little bit with B-52s.
So what disorders of the immune system can occur then?
Well, the immune system, one of the more common things is the autoimmune reactions. When we think about improper immune system responses, That's the number one thing that comes to mind, especially with a doctor. So it's a autoimmune is where the body has targeted a different part of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's Crohn's disease, it's the large intestine. Ulcerative colitis, it's the small intestine. If we've got rheumatoid arthritis, it's decided that the cartilage is an invader. Lupus erythematosus, it's the red blood cells. So your body has mistakenly identified something that you need.
And thinks it's an enemy.
And has decided it's an enemy. For MS, it's the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And when the body misidentifies an enemy and starts to attack it, and it's an autoimmune, which is auto means self,
mm-hmm.
immune response. So we are attacking ourselves and our immune system. The good guys, the soldiers, have decided to start killing the civilians
mm-hmm.
of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to, you know, something has gone wrong with the immune system.
Right.
Usually that is a response that the immune system has failed. In other words, that doesn't happen unless your immune system is weakened.
Has been weakened for a while.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So immune suppression is one of the things that occurs and is one of the main problems with the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have where the immune system over-proliferates, which is a type of cancer. So, you know, when the immune cells are no longer under control of the body and they start just overproducing, that is also a major issue of getting the immune system under control. So those are the main things that can go wrong with the immune system. So the immune system can start to have a failure of the T cells, the specific guys, and then the B cells, just the guys who just destroy everything can start taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have the T cells then going a little crazy and misidentifying what is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the major things that can go wrong with the immune system.
Interesting. Is autoimmune disease up on the rise?
It is a very, very fast growing area mm-hmm. of our system, and it is a major concern and something that we need to understand why. Mm-hmm. And when I check people, you know, for blood tests, the immune system being compromised, not working correctly, is the majority.
Majority of people coming in.
Probably, I would say, 80-90% of mm-hmm. everyone we're testing, the immune system is compromised, is not working as it should.
Is stressed and...
Yes, mm-hmm. is stressed and you can see abnormalities.
Sometimes people not even paying attention to their immune system till there's
sure.
a nodule or,
sure.
you know.
Well, the best way to diagnose true chronic fatigue is a deficiency of the immune system.
Mm.
So if your immune system, you know, people come in and say, "Wow, I'm just so tired. I've been to the doctor. I'm not feeling well at all. And my doctor says my blood works fine."
Mm-hmm.
And I go in there and I says, "Well, your immune system is compromised. Your white blood cell count's off. The balance on that is not working correctly. The lymphocytes are too low." And they go, "Well, you know, yeah, we noticed that." And I sit there and I say, "Well, you actually have the definition of a chronic fatigue is lymphocytes going below 1.2 on the total count. And that is the definition of chronic fatigue." And they go, "Oh, so there's a reason why I'm tired."
Mm-hmm.
I say, "Yes, if we get the number up to this, you will no longer be tired. And when we get the immune system working correctly and recheck on the blood test, then all of a sudden they say, yeah, I'm not tired anymore."
Yes, and that's the structure function model versus the disease model.
Correct.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about our structure function model treating the immune system.
Great.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the hair analysis. And what does the hair analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity. Including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. Now, when plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that it really behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're back talking about the immune system, the warriors of our body. And Dr. Prather, if someone's been out there listening to our radio show for a while, they've heard us talk about structure function medicine versus disease care model. And before we went to break, you were talking about that patient who brought in their blood work and said, my doctor said everything looks fine, where when you looked at it, you interpreted it differently, mm-hmm. Which is more the structure function model. Let's talk about treatments, you know, for the immune system. We're going to get into our model, the structure function model, but what medical treatments are used for the immune system?
Well, when you're talking about the treatments medically for the immune system and treating it directly, very commonly we have people who come in with autoimmune diseases, mm-hmm. where the body is attacking itself. And what the normal medical model is to further suppress the immune system. Mm-hmm. So that is the idea along those lines. So as I have patients who come in and they have autoimmune diseases, I sit there and say, now you can go two different ways. Mm-hmm. I can't be trying to fix the immune system if you're trying to taking medicines to suppress it. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work. We can help support you on some of the vitamins, things like that, ease some of your problems along with the immune suppression. So it doesn't mean that we're not going to treat you, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to try to rebuild the immune system if you're suppressing it. So the idea on getting an immune suppressant drugs to lower the immune system further to stop a lot of the symptoms, and that's the big key. Mm-hmm. See, disease care is based off of symptomatology. When you talk about disease, the definition of disease is a set of symptoms that are put together and put a name on it. And then they have pharmaceuticals that will treat the symptoms. But disease care is only symptom-based. And they're very good, and pharmaceuticals are very good for helping the symptoms, and oftentimes very necessary. But it is not designed to help you to reach what's called homeostasis.
And we talk about homeostasis a lot.
That is the mantra of structure function care. Mm-hmm. Structure function care is a restoration of homeostasis, which is the balance of the body. There is a perfect number for every part of your immune system, just as there's a perfect position for bones in your body. And the better that a structure function doctor can bring you back into homeostasis, the balance of the body, the better structure function doctor he is. And pharmaceuticals, by their very nature, take you further away from homeostasis. If they do not, then they can't be classified as a pharmaceutical. Not that I'm against them.
Right.
But the balance on that is about an 80-20 split. Now, I do have people who come in who have organs that have, you know, that they've had put in their body, you know, kidney transplants, heart, lungs, all sorts of different types of aspects. And the last thing they want me to do is to boost the immune system at that point.
Right.
So, you know, we avoid that. Those are definite times where immune suppression should be done. So, as we are looking at that, you know, the medical treatment is almost always geared towards immune suppression. And it's very difficult to improve the immune system pharmaceutically because pharmaceuticals do not bring the body more into homeostasis.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about the structure function model. You know, in the structure function model that we do here at the Prather practice, how can the immune system be treated?
That is the only way that you can treat the immune system is structure function, to bring it back to normal. It's just logical. So with the structure function, we have a lot of different types of things. There are, you get the hormones, you get the endocrine system, you get the nervous system working better. You stimulate the T cells, you get the nutrition back. There are different herbals that can help out, homeopathy. There are literally thousands of ways that you can stimulate the immune system, massage, meditation, all those different types of things have a big effect on the immune system. So as I talk to people, if one thing's not working, I can think of 20 other ways we can approach this.
Right.
So the immune system is something that is, you can really get back into par.
Well, let's talk about homeopathics for the immune system. That's something we do.
That is our magic weapon with the immune system. It's very difficult to truly, if you are trying to treat the immune system and you are not using homeopathics, you're doing a disservice. The understanding how homeopathics work is one of the most important aspects of this. Matter of fact, during Napoleon's time was when Hahnemann was the physician who invented homeopathics. And he became very, very famous because Napoleon's army had an outbreak of cholera. And basically, when that happened, you could basically wipe out your entire army. Hahnemann was employed by Napoleon, made up homeopathics, gave it to the troops, and cured them miraculously of the cholera.
Saved a civilization.
Well, he saved the army. There are people who didn't like Napoleon. So there were people. Hahnemann was a huge fan of Napoleon. Mm-hmm. But homeopathics got their start and their real big reputation on dealing with the boosting of the immune system. Now, it is absolutely true that homeopathics are not pharmaceutical. They're right. Structure function based, because they don't go after the bacteria, the viruses, whatever. So you don't give homeopathics to treat an infection. Only pharmaceuticals treat those types of things. Mm-hmm. But what the homeopathics do is they stimulate the T cells. Remember the specific mm-hmm. portion of the immune system?
Those are the snipers.
Those are the snipers, and they're the ones that can get things under control the best. In other words, if you want a portion of your immune system to work properly, you really want the T cells to be working properly. Mm-hmm. Because they will sit there and say, that's us, don't touch it. Mm-hmm. That's bad guys, go after them. So the T cells, that portion of the body, goes around and sits there and says, this is good guys, this is bad guys, and they know how to get rid of the bad guys. That's where homeopathy really comes through. So what Hahnemann did was he made homeopathics for cholera. The body, they took those, and the body says, aha, those are the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Went after them, and it was able to shut down the guys who just killed everything, because sometimes they kill the host, too.
Right.
And then was able to get rid of the cholera, and that's what we find, too. So if we can identify the infection, specifically, mm-hmm. give the homeopathics for the infection, the immune system does the rest. And sometimes it's extremely dramatic mm-hmm. on the effect on that. So, one, it's excellent for boosting the immune system to get rid of any infections that are going on in the system, even long-term ones. I've had many people come in with Epstein-Barr virus, Lyme's disease, rickettsia, some really difficult infections to get rid of. Once you give the homeopathics, the body identifies what it is, and you can see some really dramatic results. Much better than any pharmaceutical.
Right, and there's no side effects.
No side effects. The body's actually working better. It mm-hmm. shuts down the portion of the immune system that could be causing problems. So it's just a huge win-win situation, and there's no risk involved with it. Mm-hmm. When you take an antibiotic, a 10-day antibiotic, it takes 3 months for the immune system to recover. Remember, all pharmaceuticals weakens the homeostasis of the body. It can't be classified as a pharmaceutical. So there are times definitely to take antibiotics. I'm a big proponent on that. Mm-hmm. But you only want to take it in very specific times. So pharmaceuticals should be used sparingly. Homeopathic should be used generously.
Right.
And with the T cells, remember what the immune system does? It helps it to identify the good guys and identify who are the bad guy. Good guys and bad guys. Mm-hmm. So homeopathy is the magic bullet for all autoimmune diseases. Mm. Because it tells the body, no, that's good guys, stop it. Uh-huh. So, you know, you've got where it can be used in an infection. Mm-hmm. It can also be used for stimulating the body for autoimmune reactions. Now, you do not want to use homeopathy in if you have a transplanted heart or kidney or something like that, mm-hmm. because it will stimulate that, and the body will all of a sudden go, "Aho, what's this?" And it will go after them and wipe them out. Mm-hmm. So there are times that would be one of the contraindications of using the homeopathic.
And I know we've done, again, a whole show on homeopathy. that people can listen to, and the history of it is very, very interesting, because the turn of the century, there was many more homeopathic hospitals versus the allopathic, who were getting great results.
Sure. In the Spanish flu, 1918, Spanish flu, disease care model had a 90% death rate. The homeopathic hospitals only had a 10%.
Interesting. When we come back, let's talk more on the structure-function model and treatment for the immune system.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And my wife's dieting now. That means we're all dieting. That's the rule. I got to sneak cookies in my house like I'm some kind of criminal. Go down in the basement with the boys, and I'm handing them out to the kids. One of you will betray me. I'm not sure, but it will be the three-year-old Judas, I'm sure. She came home with rice cakes for dessert. You believe that? Rice cakes? Who's she kidding? It's not food, it's insulation. Well, we could save a few bucks, just eat the styrofoam penis that came with your thigh master.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about the immune system, the warriors of our body. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about structure-function medicine that we do at the Prather Practice, and talked about the different treatments we were starting there. We talked about homeopathics and how effective they are, probably the best thing for the immune system. Let's talk about the role of vitamin D in the immune system. You hear a lot about vitamin D.
Oh, yes. Vitamin D is critical for the immune system to work correctly. Matter of fact, one of the things, the flu always hits during the winter when up here. And there's been speculation on why the flu takes off during the wintertime. And there is a pretty good scientific evidence it's because the vitamin D levels are lower.
Less sunshine.
Less sunshine. Mm-hmm. Because the vitamin D, the best form of vitamin D, you can take supplementation on that. But the very best form of vitamin D is the, and the most effective in the body, is vitamin D on the skin. So the sunshine is one of the missing nutrients that many of us are lacking.
So on the skin.
On the skin.
On that belly, on that.
Right. Wherever it is, the there's a much more active form of vitamin D. In matter of fact, the body will convert some of the oral vitamin D that we take into a different form as we get it on the sun. So looking at that and getting that up to par is important. And just on a side note, you know, one of the things that, do you know what makes vitamin D?
Mm-mm.
Cholesterol.
Ah.
So,
A lot of people are on lower cholesterol lowering drugs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if the cholesterol is important for making the cell wall.
Mm-hmm.
Cholesterol is important to making our endocrine system. And cholesterol makes vitamin D, which is important for making all the white blood cells work. With lowered vitamin D levels, you always, always, always have immune suppression. Mm-hmm. That is the most important immune system nutrient out there.
Interesting. That's why you sent me to Florida in March.
That's why I sent you to Florida, because...
Yeah, we had done blood work and my vitamin D was low.
Your
vitamin
D was low.
I didn't get enough of Florida in February.
Sure. And, you know, one of the things that I had one gentleman who came in and he says, you know, I've just been fatigued and fatigued and fatigued. And we did his vitamin D level and it was horribly low. Got his vitamin D level up and all of a sudden his fatigue level was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said... A suppressed immune system is what causes fatigue. So if you're tired, the immune system being low is one of the things that causes fatigue. Matter of fact, we had a very interesting study. We went to a live cell blood conference. And
that sounds interesting.
It was fascinating. I loved it, but you know what? I get going on stuff and people start to glaze over. And I'm real excited, just very passionate about it. Oh, this was so much fun. And they're like, uh-huh.
Was it in Las Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think it was. Anyway, we met in the morning. Everybody had just gotten in, and a lot of people had actually gone out drinking the night before, and everybody kind of looked red-eyed and bloodshot, and everybody was fatigued. And he said, perfect time. Said, okay, I'm going to draw people's blood, because we had live cell machines, and we're going to look at your white blood cells. So we drew some blood on everybody, put it on the screens, and we had some people with some infections that were going on, which you could actually see in the blood.
Cool.
And you could see the white blood cells going after them, like little Pac-Man, and they weren't catching them. And they looked kind of sluggish and tired, and you could look at the person and look at the white blood
kind
cell.
Kind of line it up.
And line it up.
Wow.
The more tired they look, the more tired they're... And there is a one-to-one correlation.
It was a slow
on
Pac-Man.
Yeah, the bacteria viruses were going all over the place.
Pac-Man music.
But anyway, it was not working. So what he did is he had some little drinks that were immune boosters, popped them into the drinks. We all drank them, and then we drew our blood again. And we had certain people who definitely had some infections, and we could see what was going on. And he waited about an hour, and he would go over to him and said, "Well, how you feeling?" And he said, "Well, I feel much better. And so we drew the blood again, put it on the live cell, and all of a sudden those little guys were just like, boom. Yeah. It was just like, they were on it like that.
Uh-huh. And so, it didn't take much.
And yes, it was a really good formulation on that, and it gave an instantaneous boost. But how you feel is how your immune system feels.
Yeah. Really listen to your body.
There is a one-to-one correlation on that. And if... it's like, "Doc, I feel tired. I it's hard to keep going. I'm, dragging my butt and hoping to make it through the day."
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Your immune system's doing the same thing. I guarantee it.
Mm.
So, which is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a good thing. That
Listen
means
to it
that
right away.
Cancer can take off. A lot of infections actually cause cardiovascular disease. So things are starting to fail, and you're going to have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep going like that. So listening to your body, knowing what's going on, is an important aspect of that. That's why, people get in the sunshine and all of a sudden, wow, I'm kind of like renewed and revigorated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And if you are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're probably vitamin D deficient.
Mm.
Not only that, but cholesterol-lowering drugs weakens the cell walls, which makes it more susceptible to viruses. So people who are on cholesterol-lowering medicines are much more susceptible to the flu. They're much more susceptible to cancer. And oftentimes they have a weakened immune system. So using cholesterol, you know, one of the things, I had a gentleman who came in. He said, you know, I'm on cholesterol-lowering medicine. My doctor says he's going to up it, put me on another one. I feel terrible on the first one. I don't want to take a second one. But he says, I got to get my cholesterol down or I'm going to have a heart attack. And I sat there and said, well, let's look at everything. Well, guess what? His vitamin D was in the tubes. So what's the body going to do? It's going to pump out a whole bunch of cholesterol out into the body to, with the off chance that he might get a little ray of sunshine so he can make some vitamin D.
Wow.
So what we did was we gave him vitamin D along with a few other things just as facilitators in his system. And not only did he feel much better, had a much better immune system, but he didn't need cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So
he got off of those.
He got off of those. Didn't need them because his body was making cholesterol to try to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're suppressing, we're compounding the problem without finding the original cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's symptom-based. And cholesterol is a symptom. Cholesterol is not a disease process.
Mm. Wow. Amen.
All right.
All right. Preach it, brother. When we come back, we're going to talk more on the treatments for the immune system.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus, we've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke, post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture.
Hmm.
So
when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school.
Mm.
You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she was going through the whole CPA program,
mm-hmm. to get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test or
yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm and I can think great.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking about the immune system, the warriors of our body, and this is part one. We will have a part two. We have, there's a lot to say.
A lot to talk about, yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to the immune system. Very important.
And much more complicated than what we're going to get into and what most people realize. So working with that, so important for your health and well-being and how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And being aware. So we talked about treatment, and we talked about the structure-function approach to the treatment of the immune system. We talked about the importance of homeopathics. And you really said that homeopathics are
really our secret weapon.
The secret weapon.
The homeopathics can make such a big difference, and the reason it does is it helps the body and the immune system to be more specific.
Yes.
Say that 20 say that. Times. Specific.
Specific.
Yes. And that's what really helps the immune system to work the best. It's more specific it can be, especially with all the autoimmune diseases that are going on,
mm-hmm.
and you can get the stimulate that specificity within the immune system, then you can actually stop the autoimmune reactions.
Well, now let's talk about the importance of nutrition to the immune system.
Sure. If you, one of the things that, of course, I was talking a little bit earlier about live cell analysis,
mm-hmm.
and you can, it's very fascinating to be able to watch and see how the body reacts by just taking some blood and looking at the white blood cells. If you eat a lot of sugar, you can tell that with the immune system pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things, not only do we need to have the proper vitamins and minerals and fatty acids, but also keeping down on the things that we don't need. One of the problems with, you know, what is, I've had a debate with a dietitian, and they were talking about what's wrong with sugar. It's a, you know, it's got calories.
It's a food group?
So, no. you know, it's a carbohydrate. You know, what's the issue? But it's empty calories.
Mm-hmm. The refined sugar.
Yeah, anytime that you have, the whole idea behind calories, behind nutrition, is you want to get as many nutrients as you possibly can with the fewest amount of calories. Because you need the vitamins and minerals and fatty acids to process the calories.
Mm-hmm.
So the better that works, you know, the better the system works. And if you get a whole bunch of calories into your system with no nutrients to make it work, you've got a problem.
Yeah, and those are called empty calories.
Empty calories. And empty calories are a huge problem that we have. One of the things that, you know, as we've gotten into civilization, is we've headed into that direction. Because we process our foods and we take out the things that are necessary to process that. And when we have empty calories, you have a nutrient deficiency, and then you start to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, you know, if we're talking about, you know, what are the major things that actually interfere with the immune system, one of the big ones is zinc deficiency. And zinc deficiency is a very big big problem. And zinc is essential for the immune system to work. So one of the things that we're looking at is the body zinc deficient? And most people are.
Most people are zinc deficient.
Most people are zinc deficient, you know, as we do the checks on people.
Why is that?
It is one of the first things that is gone in any type of processing of our food.
Mm.
Also, not only are we having problem with the processing, but also with the soil itself. We've been hitting our soil with so many chemicals and so many different types of stressors on it that the nutrients are deficient within our soil itself.
Right.
So if you don't have, you know, the body, well, the plants can make, you know, most of the other different types of products. It can make the vitamins, it can make the fatty acids, but it can't make minerals.
The plants can't take or
can't
make
minerals. Okay. They have to come up from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So really having a good soil is one of the major things that needs to be worked on as we are looking at our agricultural community. Mm-hmm. Is getting those minerals into the soil will be one of the most important things. And then also for the plant to process thing properly, they need to be non-stressed. And when we're putting a whole bunch of chemicals on it, not only does it stress us when we take a lot of chemicals, but it also stresses the plants to take a lot of chemicals.
And doesn't it take a while for soil to become, you know, once those chemicals are on it, does it take years for
it? It does. It takes a long time mm-hmm. to be able to get those chemicals out of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So having a, you know, one of the big movements that is talked about is sustainable agriculture.
Right.
And the reason they say that let's go for sustainable agriculture is because our agricultural system is not sustainable. You know, it's not,
yeah,
it's going to eventually fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when most civilizations have decreased. Our agricultural production and the history of civilization go hand in hand. So finding a sustainable agricultural system where people can get the nutrients that we need to survive and think right and reproduce and all those good things is a necessary aspect that we need to be thinking about and that really our government should be very involved with and the people who are, growing our food.
Right. Instead of it becoming more and more toxic.
Yes. So, one of the things that we do is we really check out what are some of the nutritional deficiencies. We talked very highly about vitamin D, the importance of that. But there are all the different types of minerals that can be involved with that. There's all the different vitamins that are important.
Mm-hmm.
There's all the different types of fatty acids that are essential. The essential proteins. So looking at that whole aspect, we can really improve the immune system and get it starting to work correctly.
So when I grew up, when we didn't feel well, my dad made chicken soup.
Correct.
Chicken soup for the soul.
Right.
Why does that help? Does that help with the immune system, or is
it does. You know, one of the things is that you got a lot of salt in there, which can stimulate the adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the chicken fat was one of the more important types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Fatty acids are important to build up the cell walls, and especially with viruses, the health of our cell wall is extremely important.
I never thought of that, yeah.
You know, because have you ever seen a virus? Viruses come in like little spaceships and puncture holes
mm-hmm.
into, and then goes in and then replicates, and then all of a sudden they explode the cell and they go out and go find new cells. So the strength of the cell wall is one of the most important things for fighting viruses.
So they're spaceships and Pac-Mans.
And those are made out of fatty acids.
All right. Well, this is part one. We are going to have part two next week on the immune system because there's so much to cover that we haven't covered. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.